Yid kula yalma, eve kotin de kotin, ben yoy meloy, is no good. Velay said Rabbi Yani, and nobody holds for Rabbi Yani. Could be. Rashi velay said Rabbi Yani, v'yam shirim ben alozo, oy oy ketoni. So the first man yom is saying one or the other. Oy eve kotin shogodu, either the pinky taka, but of a big person, or lehepech. Or else it means of Vakula Chadashirihu. They're both saying the same shear. Or else it means a bigger aver on upon a baby. That's another shear. So Marvelais said to Rabbi Yane, for Ochel Bokimiflegi, so what's the machlekes then, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Nosin? For Ochel Bokimiflegi, Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza Sofer, Aver Kotin the Godel. You're going to have a pinky of a Godel. The Aver Godel the Kotin ben Yoimai. Ki Adodin Ninu. He holds the both come out the exact same shear. You take a foot of a one-day-old baby, and the size of a pinky of a man is the exact same shear. So it's one shear. We have nothing sovereign, no. Eve caught in the godel in. I'm asking, the size of a pinky of a godel, that's a big enough shear to mechai for Shabbos. Take out enough shemen to shmear, to rub upon the pinky of a godel, that's a good shear. Of the Eve godel, the cotton ben yoimeloi, he dings a chanom. You want to take a big avram. So the foot, the vada doesn't mean the whole foot, because a foot has a lot of avorim. So you want to say just one part of the foot of a baby. Even though it's an aver godel, by a baby, still a baby, one day old, each aver is too small to be mechayev. That's Rav Nosson Shita. But nobody holds, like the Biyana could be, nobody holds that a pinky of a baby one day old should be enough. That's too small of a shear. So the more my heavy law, what's the maskon l'alochom? Toshima, Titania. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Shemen, how much is the shear Shemen to be mechayev to be carried out on Shabbos? What's called the chosh of a shear? K'dei losach eve kotin shakotin ben yoimer. Mashmi paskut yelak Rabbi Yanai. That's enough to be mechayev a small amount of Shemen just to rub the pinky of a baby. That's also davar chosh. Rashi Toshima, or the Rabbi Yanai Tanoihi. That this chat, you have to say, we pass on Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Yanai, that before, you can't say everybody holds not like Rabbi Yanai, because then it'll be a Sturul Alocha. So you have to say before, if you want to say, it's like a Machlokes Tanoim in Rabbi Yanai, and we still pass on these Tanoim that hold like Rabbi Yanai. That's enough to be Mechayiv, even for a small amount of Shemen, just to rub on the pinky of a baby. Right. Mayim k'dei loshev b'mesakilo. The Mishnah says, how much water do you to take out on Shabbos are you chayiv for? The amount of water to rub onto a kilo, that's like eye medicine. You have an eye sieve to put into the eye, you have to put water into the sieve. Enough water to put into the eye sieve, that's enough to mechayiv, a small amount of water. Amar Abaye, michti, ko milso de shchichi v'lo shchichi. Something that shchiach people use water for, and something they don't use water for, is also rabbana bossa the shchichi lekula. Avanti, you have to go bossa. How much of a shear do you need to be mechayev to carry out on Shabbos? Is only something that shchiach. One second. Yeah. So right, there's a shal about how much of a shear to mechayev to carry out on Shabbos. So saying yechayev for these small shurim because it has some use. People use it. Now, certain things will soon seem like water. Water is meant for drinking, and water is meant for a fool. So you have to go boss to the thing that's shchiach, what's used for. So I'm rabbi, michti, kol milso de shchiachi. People, something people use it for, shchiach, people use it a lot. V'lo shchiachi, it's used for something else, but not so much for the other thing. Avada ozer rabbon and boss to shchiachi. Go boss to the shear of what most people use it for, lekula. You go lekula. We'll soon see what this means and what is going on. Rashi, Michti, Kol Milso de Shchicha v'Shchichi, Kol Sheshiyurei Chachomin, Linyin Shabbos, V'Ror L'Shnei Devorim. Somebody could use like water for two different things. Chod Shchichi, one thing people use it for is very Shchich, V'Chod L'Shchichi, and one use, it's not so usable, people don't use it that much, is all the Rabbonim B'Shiyurim Bosa de Shchicha. Avad the Rabbonim went Bosa the Shir of what people use it for. The afilu he kula, even though it's a cool big shear, sheshiura gadol, even though it's a bigger shear, like let you see your water. People, for drinking water, you need a bigger shear than you put a small amount of water into a medicine to make it safe. Still, I'm reading stomme loho of it. We say stomme, this thing is aimed for what it's shriach for, and you only chayiv carry out the bigger shear. For lo yamrina, we don't say, hoyo v'chod namele milsachriti, even though sometimes you use it for something else. Sheshiyure katan, that's a much smaller shear, nezo basra l'chumra. Let's go basra, this sometimes use, to be mechayiv if you carry out even a smaller shear on Shabbos, because sometimes it's usable for this lo shriach, that's the Kiddush, no, we don't say that. The Rabbanan only gave a shear on something that's shchiach, that's usable. Lekula. Shchichi u shchichi, if two uses and both are shchiches, both used very often both ways, then also rabbonin boser the shchiach lechumra. Then about the go lechumra. If two shiurim, for one purpose you need 5 ounces, and for one purpose you only need 1 ounce. So if this both are usable equally, so Rabbona Golo Chumra, you even chayiv to carry out 1 ounce on Shabbos. Shrash Shchiach Shchiach, Ve'echa De Shchiach Tavayu, when both things are Shchiach, Hazlin Lo Chumra, Avadam Golo Chumra, or Mesharina B'Shira Zutra, then we have the smaller shear, you chayiv for 1 ounce. Now it will be Mazda. As Rabbona Bost Shchiach Chumra, Yayin by wine, Shtiyasa Shchiach, it's more Shchiach to drink wine. People don't use wine that much for refuah. It's too expensive. They don't use it for healing yourself. Therefore, the Rabbanan said how much wine do you have to carry on Shabbos? Raw wine enough to be able to make mazigas hakayis into revias. Because the share of drinking a chashav, a drink of wine, is a revias halug. So you need enough raw wine that later when you add the water to it, you'll have revias halug. And you go both to the shear of shtiyah, because most wine is used for drinking, not for refuah. Trash refuah salah shchiach, a going loshev by kilur, to use the wine to make the seir for the eye medicine. The avagav the chosla, even though you could use wine for the medicine also, the ikad the ovid, the chol of isha, the ikad the ovid b'maya, some people use for the seir milk of an isha, some people use water, the chosin al yain, and usually they don't use the wine, kadam of yikorin, because the wine costs too much. Hilgach oza bosesh tiyosin. Therefore, by wine, we don't go to Churma and say, be mechayif for a small amount of wine for the medicine, because it's not shchiach. You go bosesh the shtiyah, that's shchiach. Ushiyura vechtei mezigas kois. Therefore, you need the shear of raw wine to make to revias of water, revias of yayin after it's mixed with its water. The avagab lekula, that's a kula. Sheesh kan shear godel. Vechein chol, the same thing by milk nami. Chozel achila. Milk you could drink. The loss of killer could also use it to make medicine with. It's not shchiach. Even water you could use to make the medicine with. And some make it from water. Therefore, milk also. Milk is more shchiach to drink the milk, not to use the milk for the medicine. Therefore, by milk we go bosa the sheer shtiyah of kzei gemiyah, how much you swallow down in one shot. The afagad the kula, even though it's a kula, because sometimes we do use the milk to make the medicine. At that point, you just need a fraction of an ounce to put into the medicine. Still, we go bosa the shchiach and yoni chayiv with the kzei gemiyah. So that's the Gemara. Yain shtiyos le shchiach, refuos le shchiach. Ozer abona bosa shtiyos le shchiach. Lekula, go lekula. Cholov, by milk. Achilos le shchiach. Lav da achila, means the drinking. You'd use the milk to drink it, eat it. Refuos le shchiach. To use the milk for refuah, to make the seif with this, it's not shchiach. Therefore, ozer abona bosa achilos lekula. Ozer go lekula, you only chayiv with the biggest share of milk, if you carry out kadei gemiyah. Duvash, by honey, achilos le shchiach. And if also shchicha, it's very shchiach to use the honey on top of the makia they used to put on top of the wounds. It's mele ozer rabbana boser fos lechumra. Here they went lechumra. Even though to eat honey, you only eat a lot of honey at one time, a whole spoonful. But since it's shchiach to use for medicine, you're chayiv for a small amount of honey that you just put on top of the makia. Shrashi dvas fos anam shchicha. Shein mashka acha royal exists. You have this wound, no other mashka is helpful, only honey. Therefore, shchiach to use honey. Ela mayim tractic gemara michti shtiyasai shchicha refuasalai shchicha. The chura water, everybody knows you drink more water than use it for a fua. Water ik is for drinking, keeps your life water. Is a male of my time also rabbanan baser refuasal chumra. How come here the rabbanan said how much water are you chay for? Mamash a small amount that you put into the seif to make the eye medicine with. Trash refuos le shchicha. Shrei shar mashkin ruin lekach. You can use other mashkin for the refuah. V'yesh shofin kilor v'shar mashkin. Some people make this medicine with other mashkin. Ushtiyos le shchicha. Shroi ushtiyos mayim heim. Sheinodim shrei se yayin lechol tzomov kiyim le sudasai. People don't drink wine whenever they're thirsty, only for the suda. But when you're thirsty, no matter drink, you drink water. So rove water is for drinking. So how come here the Rabbanan went lechumra? Amar Abaye Beglila Shono. One third is the Mishnah Dak we're talking about in Glila. Trasha Begli Lashonu, Shema Niyim, the very poor people there. O Makpidim Bedova Muit, they're very makpa not to spend on anything. Vachosma Yain Vacholab Losha Vakilu. So when they have to make the medicines, they don't use any other mashka. They only use water. Vien Shofen Elabamayim. Zirkach Rafu also Namishkich, even if Rafu is also Shkich. O Bina Lameis Lachumra. Therefore, you have to go to Chumrah. Since in Galilah, it's Shkich to use the water, you go to Chumrah. Even if you hold like all places, the other places sometimes they use other mashka for refuah. So the kasher is there, and the water is more shchiach to drink than for refuah. How come here the rabbanon went to chumrah the share of refuah? That could be Shmuel. The Yomah Shmuel, kol shkainei masu o matalali labam mimaya demasu v'loy matalali. Is any other mashkin you put into the seif on top of heals you up of a matauli, you'll be a little bit dark. It's not going to heal you up lagamri. Labami mai, only water. The masu, when you put water into the eye seif, your mamash heals you up, lay matauli, you won't be even a little bit shady either. You'll be 100% better. Therefore, according to Shmuel, even for refuah, what's the shchiyah to gezach? To use only water, because water does a better refuah. Therefore, refu is called also shchiach by water. Therefore, the bottom went bust of the shear of refu by water. Rashi kol shkaini, kol mashkin sheshofen bakilu, any type of liquid you want to put into this eye sieve to make it usable, is masi achilutak, heals up the sickness, umatali, mesachachin aloayim, umaneya mirisoi, it goes on top of your eye and stops you from seeing so well, achiyichta mariosoi, legamri, until eventually it can even make you blind. Of the Hashem often it's very thick. When the glodden becomes like a jelly on top of you, like a scab. Kimin devik, like glue, shakari and glizzer. Glizzer on top of your eyes. Barmi maya, the adifa mikulu. The best thing to use in the safe is water. The master heals you up. For loy metali, it doesn't have any sticky to you. Shenivloy miyad, or nigva maher, dries up very fast. For loy glodden doesn't scare by you. Al gav hayin. Therefore, according to Shmuel, the mashkir to gezach to you, even for medicine, is water. Therefore, the bottom one busted a share of refuah by mashkin, by water, to look chumrah, even for a small amount, yichai. Right, the Mishnah then says, v'shar kol ha-mashkin revius. Any other type of mashkin, drinkable thing, how much is choshev to be mechayev on Shabbos for carrying it out? Revius. That's a choshev shear of shti alamol. Tana Rabbonin. Dam, blood, v'chol minei mashkin, any type of mashkin, revius. How much are yichayev to carry out on Shabbos? Tagani the shear of revius.
Yeah.
Right, you need after revius to mechayev. You have shirim ben elazar oimer dam kedei lochu bayinachas. How much you chayev for blood? You don't need a shear revius, but dam you chayev enough to use to heal up one eye. Lichol bayinachas, all type of medicine, eye medicine. You put into one eye, used to mix blood in it. How much blood you mix in the medicine? That's enough. Shekein koichlin lebarkis. That used to put this medicine lebarkis. Shashkin koichlin lebarkis. Mili shaboltes bayin. If you have a growth on the eye, something sticking out in the eye, then make a medicine with blood. Oh my niu, what type of blood do you use? Doma de tanagotam. The blood of a chicken. That's good. Bora, a healthy one. Trash, remind me, Meiza Dam Kirchl Moisin, which blood do you use to heal up this growth on your eye? From a healthy chicken. Dam Boy. He also said the shear of blood, how much is a chosh of a shear blood? What you use to heal up one eye. You put it into the medicine of one eye. Why? Shekein Kirchen Leurit. They used to put blood into the urine. Drashi Tivlul, if you have a mixed eye, what they said to reseal a chorver, it's too white. Then tipas daka shaloibin, you have white spots on your eye. How noldas bayin, that's growing on the eye. Your number of chorvers gotta be moving. So if you have white spots growing in your eye, the eitzri is to put blood into the eye, that heals it up. Well, mind you, what type of blood is good for this? Doma de krushtinir, the blood of a krushtinir. Drashi atlef, of a bat. Shakurin tlaf. Hey, it's the blood of a bat is very good for your eyes. Because bats have big eyes. So male is good for the eyes, bat. So the blood of the bat is good for your eyes. This simnecha, what's the simin? Gav la gav, outside to the outside, bro la bro, inside for the inside. Shrashi gav. Kurishtin motse b'teicha yishar. Christian, no, that's this bat. You find it the chayishuv shul yirid shul shakeya b'teichayin. Same thing, the yirid, this white spot that's inside the eye. Lebro damatanagolus, the blood of a chicken that's outside the brachy sheboltis. That's for the growth that grows outside the eye. So use the blood of a chicken for growth that's growing outside the eye, and white spots inside the eye. Use something that grows the yishuv that lives with you. That's the bat. And wherever the bat is, it's the yishuv. The bat. The bat is around the yishuv. It's not outside. Atlas. Right. Whatever Atlas is, Atlas. Right. The Medva Mamurim. It's only if you find these things, and that's when you need the shear. If somebody hides, like we all had before, if somebody hides blood in his house, him it's Dover Choshev, or he's hiding a little bit of water, then Kol Shuchayev. No matter how much it is, Yechayev, providing for you, it's a Dover Choshev. How, when you need the shear of dam, either revius or the shurim, you carry abu shravim, that's not a person that finds blood. Abu matzniya, somebody that hides blood, he has a purpose for it. So he'll hide even a small amount of blood. Voitzio, and then he carries it out on Shabbos, chayiv b'cholshu. No matter how small it is, he's chayiv. A common poruch, oto matzniya la moitzio, letting more as kasha, the person that hides it, he's also a moitzi. What do you mean, two separate people? A person that hides it sometimes can also find it. We have Shimon Ayman, no. B'medavam amurim b'matzniya. When do we say you need these shiurim akoponim, that with these small shiurim yichayiv? Only two things, two ingredients. It's a small shear, but you have a shear to it. Plus, you're a person that's machshir, but then you hide it. Like, you're going to use this blood for medicine. So, for you, you're matzniya, you hide this blood. For you, it's choshim, if you carry it out now on Shabbos, yichayiv. Abu b'moitzi, but some somebody in the street that has no chshivas, he doesn't care about this blood. He now stamfies his blood, and a chayiv el abrevias. Havadi is only chayiv a stam person, what's a double choshim by any mashkin, only the shear revias. Less than revias is not choshim at all. This is my point, as you always had before. When do you need the shurim? Only even for matni you need the shurim, or for anybody need the shurim. So the Gemara moidim chachom the Rav Shimon, but the chom moidim the Rav Shimon. The moitzi shevchen reshus rabin. If somebody throws out shevchen, that's the dirty water, the water you have dirty from your house, the dishwater water. You throw it outside, shurim revias. Then you zichen need the shir revias. Since it's not such chosh of the water, you can't use it for so many things. It's water that was used already. Now you're throwing it out of your house. You zecha need a shear of revis. Soon the Gemara is going to ask, what do you need it for altogether? But then you need a shear of revis. Shrashi b'moitzi shayfchin. Odom shloi hetznian. He didn't hide the shayfchin. Ein echayv el revis. The botzom yochi lechozik lekamon legab legabitit. I will soon see the shayfchin, the dirty water, you need at least a shear of revis. The Mormamar, the Medeva Mamurim Bamoitzi. When do we have this shear? Somebody that finds this blood. Abu Batsniya, somebody hid it, somebody's machshav, this blood, then Kolshu. Then you chai, no matter how small it is. Fred Gemara, Otto Matsniya Lav Moitzi. Somebody that hides it, can't he also more find it? Like Hura, once you hide it, smachshav to you is choshid. So even if you find it, you also be chayiv. So Drashi Otto Matsniya Lav Moitziyum. Haloy Eng Mitzchayiv Eli Dehoitzo. He's only chayiv when he carries it outside. So even though you hit it, you're also called a moitzi. You're also called somebody now that's carrying it outside. Omer Abaye Hocher Mayaskinu, we're talking about the Talmud. Talking about the Talmud. Shomo Le Rabbi, his Rebbe told him, Leich Oponim Le Hamokim Lusuda. Go and clear this place. We're going to go eat now. We're going to clean up this mokim. It's a dirty place there in the yard, in the garden. Clean it up now. We want to have a suda there. Holach Oponim Le. He went and cleaned up the place. Is dova choshev lakoyol chayiv olavein. Something that's a choshev shiur for everybody. So you carry it out, now you chayiv. Dova shena choshev lakoyol. Something that's not choshev for everybody. Then it depends. Iyat nirabe, if his Rebbe hid it, that means his Rebbe was machshev this small amount of blood, so it's a choshev of blood, mechayiv olavein. Then the Talmud is chayiv, since the Talmud is carrying it out for the Rebbe, and for the Rebbe it's a choshev of a thing, he's also chayiv for it. V'loy loy mechayiv, that's what it means to say. Avada, you only chayiv for the itzor, but for regular itzor, you have to have a shear that's choshev of revius. A small amount, you only chayiv if you're the person that you hit it, so for you it's choshev, therefore you chayiv even for a smaller amount also. Trashi. Omer Abaye Hochi B'Talmud, going Shulin Dinagri, a carpenter's Talmud, teaching him how to be a carpenter. Shomer Rabbi Lech upon the Amakim, clean out this place. Dobu shechosh b'chol mechai v'lei. V'yaf agav lo yaskli rabbi l'tzorch, even though the rabbi didn't hire it for him, still if it's a chosh v'shir revius, anybody's chayiv. Habadov v'shen echosh l'akil. V'ochi karmi, v'med v'omur and abin in shiru d'choshim, when you need a chosh v'shir, b'moitzi klaimam. V'dov v'shen l'chol lelech, boi ela achroi tzosai, shozeh shamach shavat luye, b'zeh shoitzi. Only when the person now is carrying it out for his own purpose, he goes, boss, if he needs it or not. Abu, but matznia, something that was hidden. Something that was hidden by somebody. So the owner of that thing is machshiv, it's very choshev to the owner. The one that carries out is also chayiv. The Abishim and Allah's Omra, the Yotha time goes was his shear. The Amma Pirkin Liel, the Bedova Shay Matsni and Kamel, something that nobody hides like that. Lokshul is there. But this one person hid it. For him, he's Mashvitz Choshev, that's Niyoy, and he hid it now. Nizchayiv Zebe Machshavte Shozer. That was Abishim and Chiddish. That once one person hid it, since the Bailim hid it, for him it's Choshev, whoever carries it out now is also Chayiv. Even though he would have found it in the street, he'd be potter, but now that he's taken out somebody else's hidden thing as a davar choshev, he's chayiv for that. Because once one person was machshev it, anybody now is chayiv his machshavon. Who are then the most look me matzni gufar? Same thing. Weiter. So that's the chiddush. Once the Rebbe hid it, now when the Talmud goes and carries it out, even though for the Talmud it's not choshev, still the Talmud is chayiv for the Rebbe's machshavon. Omamar, moidi mecham lo Rabbi Shimon b'moitzi shayvchen v'shus rabim shashurim brevis. If you carry outside the dirty water, as the mother didn't have a drain in the house, they used to use the water in the house, and after it was used, they carried outside and throw it outside. So the dirty water, you only chayv for the revis. For at the Gemara, shayvchen my chazi. Why do you chayv altogether by dirty water? L'chur, you're not carrying out for a tzurich. You don't need this water. You're only carrying it out like a melacha shetzrich l'gufam, just to get it out of the house. But not that you want to use the water. Just like we hold, if you carry out a mace on Shabbos, we hold your potter. Because the kavana carrying the mace out is not because you want the mace to be v'dafka there. You can kavana if you don't want him to be here. But you don't want the actual hatsor. It's called like a melacha shetzrich l'gufam. So here also, it's stam dirty water. You stam water out of the house. But you're not makva to take it out to use it. So why are you chayv altogether? And the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, legavel b'emesatit. We're talking about you doing it legavel to mix it up with tit, with the cement. You want to make cement. So yeah, for cement you can use dirty water. For a tanya tit, they last as ben pikur. How much water you need for tit to make the pikur, that's the biggest year. Like kasha. Hod the mikvul, hod le mikvul, depends. If you want to use the tit to make gibul, to make cement out of it, then you just need the shear of a kere revius. If you don't want to make cement out of it, they need a bigger shear. The fisha, not them terech le gavul tit, last as pikur. If you want to make a pikur, then you need a bigger shear. Sirashi, pikur. Neker shenaisnim boy hamafuach ushir zut is a smaller shear. Mervius. Chazi ligvol tuva. I forget, from mervius water, you can make a lot of cement. Vechivon doitsois tit. Chashiv gadei pikurum. It's enough to take out the tit. A small amount of cement. Just to make a pikur binan, nam l'shirim b'hanach v'yovel the tit, b'chdei gibel pitur. That's the kashan. If you carry out finished cement already, how much cement do you need to be mechayiv? Mamash a small amount of cement. Enough to make the opening for a pikur, which is very small. So the kashan is, and if you're carrying out the water now, to make cement, why do we need such amount of big water or size of revius? Which revius, you can make a lot of cement. The Chur should just have to take out a small amount of water that you can make a small amount of cement. Since with cement alone, you have a very small shear. But there it is, it depends. If you have cement already, it's a davar choshev, even a small amount you take out. Mashenkin, if you're going now to take the water to make the cement, metchili, you don't make cement unless you make a lot of cement at one time. So therefore, how much water you need, choshev or revius water? You take out a large shear of water, that's choshev, you use this much water now to make a lot of cement. And after the cement is made, you carry out a small amount of cement. But metchili, you're not going to go make cement with a small amount of water. Therefore, metchili need a shear of revius for the water. Yes, Teretz. Likashod the mikvul, if the cement was already made, then you chayv for a small amount. Hodele mikvul, but if you didn't make the cement yet, now you want to take water out to make cement, lefishinodim terech ligvul tit lasas pikurim. People are not matriot themselves to make cement, now just a small amount of cement at one time. If you're going to make cement, you make a lot of cement. So if we need at least a shear of our revius.